Todd Gurley and Joe Flacco have both been released, and Sean Payton is the first person associated with the NFL to test positive for COVID-19. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Mitch Goldich, and this is MMQB News, bringing you the biggest and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Friday, March 20th. While free agency and trades have gotten most of the headlines this week, we've also seen plenty of teams move on from their own players. Two big names were let go today. The Rams released Todd Gurley today, just before a deadline that would have guaranteed $10.5 million of his salary. In July 2018, the Rams signed Gurley to a four-year, $60 million contract extension with $45 million in guarantees, which made him the highest-paid running back in the NFL. Gurley still leaves the Rams with more than $20 million in dead money against the cap. Gurley was drafted 10th overall in 2015 and made the All-Pro team in 2016 and 2017. He led the league in rushing touchdowns twice, including the 2018 season when the Rams went to the Super Bowl. But injuries slowed him during that playoff run, and he saw less playing time and less production last year. Now he's free to sign with any team. Gurley took it in stride Thursday, tweeting, quote, "Damn, I got fired on my day off. Hashtag quarantine and chill," with a crying laughing emoji. And the other notable cut today was Joe Flacco. The Broncos waived the former Super Bowl MVP with a failed physical designation. Flacco spent just 1 year in Denver, going 2-6 as a starter before suffering an injury and giving way to rookie Drew Locke. The Broncos now move ahead with Locke expected to start next season. Flacco is 35 years old and now enters a quarterback market with few starting spots available. If the Patriots or Chargers aren't interested, he'll likely have to look for work as a backup. And finally, Saints coach Sean Payton tested positive for COVID-19, making him the first known person in the NFL to have the coronavirus. Payton told ESPN's Adam Schefter that he began feeling sick on Sunday, took a test on Monday, and received his results on Thursday. Payton said he is tired but doesn't have a cough or fever. He then encouraged others to listen to experts, practice social distancing, and take precaution to help flatten the curve. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts. For more NFL analysis and for comprehensive coverage of NFL free agency, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.